This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israeli forces are raiding Gaza's largest hospital, the AP's Norman Hall.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping of China are meeting in the San Francisco area today. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president will meet with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping amid sharp differences between Washington and Beijing. The president's aim? Get the two governments' communications back on stable ground.
Being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another if there's a crisis. Being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another.
The long, complicated relationship's been under heavy strain this year, from U.S. export controls to a Chinese spy balloon, among other things. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It looks like the government will not have to shut down at the end of the week. The House has passed a temporary funding bill. The Senate expected to do the same by week's end. A just-released poll finds that most parents think their child is performing at grade level, despite standardized testing showing far fewer students are on track. The poll is from Gallup and the nonprofit group Learning Heroes. At least 30 people were killed when a passenger bus slid off a highway in Kashmir this morning and rolled down a steep slope. Not clear yet why the bus went off the highway. Nearly two dozen people injured. This is AP News. Illegal border crossings are down.
Illegal border crossings dropped in October. U.S. authorities say that illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier. That's after 3 months that saw big increases. Arrests for illegal crossings totaled nearly 189,000 for all nationalities in October, down from nearly 219,000 in September, which was the highest month on record. After the resumption of deportation flights to Venezuela, arrests of Venezuelans fell by 45% and then dropped even further to 74% in the second half of October. That's when compared to those September numbers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Paris, France will ask voters in February whether to impose a significant hike in parking fees for SUVs visiting the city. The mayor wants the city to be friendlier to pedestrians. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.